USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
One member of the Congressional Committee facing a February 15th deadline to find a funding plan for border security is Missouri Republican Roy Blunt. On Fox News Sunday, the Senate Appropriations Committee member said President Trump's threat to use a national emergency as a way to fund a $5.7 billion border wall is something he doesn't want to see.
I think it's a bad precedent. I hope the president doesn't have to go there. If we'll do our job, he won't even have to consider going there 3 weeks from now.
But if he does, Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney tells Fox News Sunday the money to build the wall is already in place. The 21-year-old man in Louisiana accused of killing his parents, his girlfriend, and her father and brother is now in custody. Dakota Terrio was captured Sunday morning in Richmond County, Virginia. On ABC's This Week, Roger Stone reiterated that he'll tell Special Counsel Robert Mueller all he knows about any wrongdoing by the Trump campaign, but Stone says he doesn't know of any. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
President Donald Trump has been critical of the U.S. spending money for NATO countries when they could pay more. On Fox News Sunday, Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says NATO has done just that.
At the summit in July last year, we agreed to do more, to step up, and now we see the results. By the end of next year, NATO allies will add $100 billion extra U.S. dollars for defense.
Stoltenberg says Trump has helped the alliance adapt. Republican Senator Marco Rubio appeared on CNN's State of the Union show. One of the things he talked about was that Venezuela has done things in the past that the U.S. does not agree with or support.
They allow the ELN and other drug trafficking networks to flood our country with cocaine and drugs. They've invited the Russians repeatedly to open military installations in our own hemisphere, and they are destabilizing the entire region.
But Rubio says he does not know of anyone calling for a U.S. military intervention in Venezuela amid the escalating political crisis gripping the South American nation and the Trump administration's embrace of an opposition leader. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wade Allyn-Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wade Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email waynerut@gmail.com.
Former HUD Secretary and Democratic presidential candidate Julian Castro appeared on CNN's State of the Union to talk about policies and goals. Castro says one of his goals, if elected president, is to work towards getting health care for all.
I believe that in this nation, the wealthiest nation on earth, there is no reason that anybody should go without health care when they need it. And I'm under no illusion that that's going to be easy. And during the course of this campaign, I look forward to putting forth a plan on how we would pay for that, because I do think that Americans deserve to know from candidates for president how they're going to do that.
Castro also shared his thoughts on a border wall.
Well, I don't think it represents the best of what America stands for. I believe that if we were to build the kind of wall that Donald Trump is talking about, I believe fundamentally that if we were to build that wall, that it would change the notion of America from the Statue of Liberty that stands for freedom and welcomes immigrants to a country that literally walls itself off from the rest of the world.
In a speech to sorority sisters at Alpha Kappa Alpha, California Democratic Senator Kamala Harris preached unity and support.
We stand on the shoulders of women who were leaders who 111 years ago said to us that we must honor sisterhood and we must honor service. They said, stand together, take care of each other, and serve your country as leaders.
Harris officially announcing her run for president at a rally in Oakland. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.